would you like to add on that?
Well, I thought everybody contributed.
So, yeah, it seemed like you guys have talked about having, Cameron Kuzmak as really adding to the depth of the forward group. It seemed like you were able to pretty comfortably roll four lines. Everybody kind of did their part. How does that, you think, make the bench respond when they're able to see everybody out there?
Well, I think everybody wants people to be part of the game. From where I was last year on the bench to just the first game this year, it's a fuller bench. There are more people that I can put in situations. So for the first game, I didn't do too much checking as far as matching lines. I wanted everybody to play, and I thought everybody contributed. Carter was fantastic when he needed to be. And it's a good first win for a team that's starting their winning journey here. So I think that everybody kicked in.
Going back to TK's first goal, he actually kicks off that play in the D zone, moving the puck up ice to Lotz, and then he gets up and gets the pass. Is that exactly what you're looking for from your forwards with regards to getting up ice as quickly as possible?
Yeah. TK doesn't, not sure he listens sometimes. He's kind of... But that's a big part of his game, is just his reactions. He just makes important plays, just like that. I don't think he was playing that well prior to him scoring a goal. Had a couple of turnovers, and just there was a couple of situational plays. But eventually he's going to be a big part of it. And that's what's so unique about him. He'll get his game going sooner or later. He makes big plays in Kentucky.
Probably not entirely focused on what they're doing out there, but Sean and Cam, having not been able to coach Sean last year and having a history with Cam, nice to see them get on the score sheet.
Well, you see how I use them. They're very important people. I think Cam has found his game a little bit more than Sean, rightfully so. Sean's missed a lot of time. But what Coots brings is just the steadiness on the bench, really good positional play. He's going to help us in face-offs. Cam reminds me of Cam Howard, Coach Rapport. Just his quickness is so important to us. And he's another guy that doesn't fall into just the X's and O's. He uses his reactions. He uses his instincts, and I think that's very important to his game.
You guys have a lot of minutes to replace with Proby gone. Tonight, Travis Sanheim at 26 minutes. What did you see from him to make you think he was ready for that kind of look?
Yeah, he through the game, he just wanted to take control of it. I thought he carried the puck well. Made some good play. Had a great play in the back door. I'm not sure who passed him up. I think TK did. He just wants to take control of the game. He's had that attitude since day one coming into camp, so I thought he played really well. I thought Walker played very well. A little bit different than Sandy. Walks is just a steady guy, and there's no panic to his game. I thought he had a good game, and I thought all our back end did. I thought Z started off, played really well. I thought fell off a little bit towards the end, but made some good plays, had some good sticks, sets up a couple of plays for us with a good stick. So all in all, I thought everybody contributed.
One or two more. Missed Sean and Cam on the penalty kill. I feel pretty good being able to roll three forward groups out there that you're pretty comfortable with.
Yeah, and I got a couple other guys looking over the shoulder at me because they want to do it too. So that's a little bit different than we had last year with the additions and some of the guys coming back healthy. We're kind of stacked here. So I've got to do a little bit more thinking about ice times and a situational play as far as we put these guys so we can keep everybody going.
John, I know
that's really important for us.
I know it's heat of the moment and your focus is elsewhere, but did you have a reaction when Lorenzi went down?
Yeah, it wasn't a penalty. And it, I know you're talking about Z. I don't want to see anything bad happen to that kid. He was the first one I saw today when I went out of the building to go work out. Who drives up? And I think it happens for a reason. It's Z. I have tremendous respect for him, and I was fortunate to coach him the years I coached. He's a dynamite player and a better person.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.